If you're a fan of immersive audio fiction, you won't want to miss out on these shows from Pakhal Media. The Madness of Chartrullian.
Will this world accept my vision of the future? Or is all of this a mistake?
The Nebulous Saga.
You killed my family.
They killed mine.
And for 10 years, I have been making the Alliance pay.
Tales for Howling at the Full Moon.
It is not my worth that brings me here. It is my calling.
Another day, another chosen one.
To learn more about our shows and find out how to support independent creators, visit PakhalMedia.com.
Welcome to Tales for Howling at the Full Moon, a microfiction anthology podcast with stories ranging from the weird to the whimsical and featuring many of Pakhal Media's good friends and collaborators. The episodes feature stories prompted by and released during a full moon. For this Hunter's Moon, I have the incredible pleasure of introducing you to not one but two amazing creators in a double feature in the spirit of Halloween. This story, Splatterhouse 4, was written and produced by Thomas Diaz, the creator of the supernatural action thriller Shadow and Smoke. See what happens when Wade and Sloan take an injured wolf to the vet. In the way of content warnings on that matter, this is a slasher horror, so you're going to be hearing a lot of body horror and gore, and of course there is also the depiction of an animal in distress, so look out for those things. And stay tuned after the feature for a trailer for Your Horror Show by Ryan Murphy, who gets a little cameo at the front of this one. And don't forget to check out the other half of our Halloween double feature, The Bone Garden. Here is Splatterhouse 4.
Death will be the precipice of death. A death so glorious that we will rewind time and do it again. With the Death Stone complete, heaven, earth, and hell will finally be merged into one realm.
Let the splattering begin.
Splatterhouse.
That was awesome!
What the hell did I just watch?
Awesomeness.
Whatever. I cannot believe you took me to see Splatterhouse 3 for our anniversary.
Babe, what are you talking about? We saw the original Splatterhouse on our first date.
Oh, I remember. Trust me, I remember.
Come on, you loved it.
I never said that.
Yes, you did. I remember exactly. After the movie, you said, quote,
Wade, my love, that movie was the most amazing piece of cinematic history I've ever seen.
Is that what I said?
Verbatim.
You're lucky you're cute.
Really? How cute?
Don't push it.
No, seriously. How cute?
Babe, you're up here? I need you to bring it down here.
Sorry. God, the moon's beautiful tonight.
It really is. Bright and full.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry.
For what?
The movie choice. I guess I wasn't thinking. I mean, my brain told me that since Splatterhouse was our first date, it would be a neat idea to go out to this new one on our anniversary. But for some reason, it really didn't click with me that you really don't like horror movies. I should have...
I had fun tonight.
What?
I had fun tonight. With you, watching a horrible movie.
Really?
Yes, and I'm sorry for being a little bitchy.
You weren't bitchy.
Yes, I was. It's because, well, there's something I've been meaning to tell you.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not a bad thing. At least, I don't think so, and I hope you don't either. Wade, look out!
I see it. Hey, are you okay?
Yeah. Do you see my glasses anywhere?
Maybe under the seat? Hang on, let me... Oh my god, your head! It's bleeding!
What?
Your forehead's covered in blood. Babe, we need to get you to a hospital.
Wait, hang on. Let me think for a second. What did you hit?
I don't know. A dog, maybe?
You hit a dog?
Not on purpose. Oh, god damn it, Sloane, where are you go- For the love of- Sloane, it's injured! Stay away from it!
I'm not stupid.
I didn't say you were. Just-
Oh, god.
Holy shit.
I don't think it's a dog.
Is that a wolf?
I think so.
I hit a wolf. Oh, good. You're calling animal control. That's a good idea.
Okay, Google Maps says there's an animal hospital about a mile from here.
An animal hospital? What? You're not thinking that we should pick it up and take it there, are you? Are you serious?
We can't just leave it here.
It's an injured wild animal. If I try to pick it up, it could bite the shit out of me.
Look at it. It's covered in blood and barely breathing.
Which is why we call animal control.
They're not going to make it out here in time.
Jesus, Sloane. I can't believe we're having this conversation. Because you realize how crazy this sounds, right? I just want to make sure.
Look, I'm doing this. And if I'm going to do something this stupid, then you are too. That's how it works when two people are in love.
Oh, god damn it.
Wade?
Don't look at me like that.
Wade!
Fuck! All right. I think I got a blanket in the back of the truck.
Here, got you the blanket.
Thanks. Just stay back, okay? If this thing wakes up or whatever, I don't want you anywhere near it.
Okay.
Jeez, this thing's pretty hurt.
You got this, babe.
It's okay, big guy. We're gonna get you some help, okay? Just don't kill me.
I believe in you.
All right, here I go. On three. One. Two. Fuck, this thing's heavy.
I'll open the back door for you.
You're goddamn right you will, woman.
You look so fucking hot right now.
Girl, don't play. Come on, let's get this damn thing of yours to the animal hospital.
Welcome to Lakeshore Animal Hospital. Can I help you?
Yeah, where do you want this thing?
Wade, hi, we were driving and—
Is that a wolf?
Yeah, it ran out into the road and we accidentally hit it.
You can't bring that in here.
Well, it's barely breathing. What are we supposed to do?
Not bring it in here.
I'm sorry, but with all due respect, this wolf's covered in its own blood. It's got several bones broken and can probably barely even move. And, on the off chance that it can't you, I don't know, sedate it or something?
Sedate it. Sir, you've brought an injured wild animal here. You do realize the potential danger to everyone in this building, right?
We get it. We really do. And we understand this is a really odd circumstance, but your location's literally a mile from where we hit it. We didn't know what else to do.
Please wait over there.
What about the—
Leave it here.
Come on, babe. Let's just do what this nice lady tells us.
What's she doing?
She's on the phone.
God, everything's so blurry.
Oh, shit. With everything that's happening, I totally forgot about your glasses.
Yeah, I'm practically blind without them.
You want me to go to the truck and look for them?
No, I need you here in case they need us.
You sure? Should only take a few minutes.
I'm sure. Just tell me what's happening.
Okay. The doctor's here.
What's he doing?
He's, using that pen light thing. Okay, now he's got the stethoscope out.
Do you think it's going to be okay?
Psh, man, honestly, I have no idea. He's pretty banged up.
You sure it's a he? Could be a she.
Could be. Or a they.
Babe.
Oh, hang on, sweetie. The doctor's coming to talk to us.
Good evening. Since there's no one else here, I'm going to assume it was you two who brought in that wolf?
Yes, sir. Wade Garrett, and this is my fiancée, Sloane. Future Garrett.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to give you guys a quick update before we take him back. It's not looking too good. His blood pressure is 56 over 42.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Doctor, but I really don't know what that means.
What I'm saying is, if things don't turn around quickly, we may have to think about putting him down.
What?
Oh, come on, man. You can't do that.
Ma'am. Sloane. Wade. We're looking at several broken bones, a massive head trauma, and with that blood pressure, he's bleeding out. And even if we somehow manage to stabilize him, he'll require lifelong care for a very low quality of life. Trust me here, euthanizing him would be a mercy. We'll do what we can for now, but
Doctor, can you come take a look at this?
If you'll excuse me.
Of course.
What's happening?
What is it?
I'm not sure.
What?
The nurse is, I don't know, arguing with the doctor? I can't tell what they're saying.
What the hell?
Okay, now they have this other nurse with them.
Let's get him in the back.
He's helping to pick up the wolf. They're taking it to the back.
This sucks. So I guess we wait.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
For what?
Ruining our anniversary.
Baby, you didn't ruin anything. There's no other place on this planet that I'd rather be right now. It's just you and me.
Oh, please. You're still trying to get laid.
Man, you really should see this moon. It's even brighter than before.
Describe it to me.
Looks like... shit.
What's wrong?
Cops are pulling up outside.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's them.
Right. Hello, you two. I'm Officer Sines, Idaho State Police.
Evening, officer.
So, you two brought in the wolf?
Yes, sir.
And that's your truck outside, huh?
Yes, sir, it is.
I see. And which one of you was driving the vehicle?
I was.
What's this about? Did we do something wrong?
Well, not sure yet. Just investigating a possible crime.
A crime? What crime?
Well, did you know that wolves are protected in the state of Idaho?
Yes, that's why we brought it here.
And did you know killing wolves is illegal?
Wait, you don't think we intentionally hit it, do you?
Officer, we need some help back here.
Just a second. What's your name, son?
Garrett. Wade Garrett.
Okay, Wade, let me get you to stand up for me.
What for?
Nope, standard procedure. Nothing to get worked up about.
You're handcuffing me to the fucking chair?
What the hell? Are you serious?
Officer.
Just wait here.
Not like you gave me a fucking choice.
He really handcuffed you to the chair?
Yeah, and it's bolted down. Come on, man. Come on.
Were those gunshots? Holy shit, is this really happening?
Babe, I need you to get the hell out of here.
I am not leaving you.
Yes, you are, goddammit.
That's not happening.
Babe, get the fuck out of here. Please.
I said no.
Look, it's the cop. He's crawling towards us, and he's got the key to the handcuffs.
Here. Take.
Oh, shit. Do not move.
Stay with me. How close is it?
It's right fucking there. It's walking towards us, and it looks pissed.
What's it doing?
It's sniffing me.
Okay.
Whatever you do, do not panic.
Why?
Because it's moving to you.
Shit.
Yeah. Wolf? I'm really sorry, man. It was an accident. I didn't mean to... If you really got to... Just let it be me.
Wade!
Please.
Please, no. Please don't hurt the baby. Ouch!
Hey!
It bit me.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Look, it barely broke the skin.
Come here. Holy fuck. I've never been so scared in my life.
Yeah. Me too. Here, let me get the key and unlock you.
Okay. He's right behind you. A baby?
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations.
You... Oh, that's... I've always wanted...
Yeah, I know. Did we do this? Did we kill all these people?
Yeah. Come on. Cops are probably on the way. Let's wait for them outside and explain what happened. Are you sure you're okay?
I'm fine. Look, it's already stopped bleeding. Oh, wow, you're right.
About what?
The moon. It sure is beautiful.
This episode was written and produced by Thomas Diaz in collaboration with H.M. Radcliffe of Pacow Media. Splatterhouse 4, performed by, in order of appearance, Rudy Gardea as the Death Doctor, Eric Peabody as Wade, Nicole Goodnight as Sloane, Heather Beam as the Nurse, W. Keith Timms as the Doctor, and Darius Thigpen as the Police Officer. If you're interested in listening to more of my work, please consider checking out my audio drama, Shadow and Smoke, available on all podcast platforms. Thank you for listening, and have a happy Halloween.
This has been a Pacow Media original production. You can learn more about our other shows, The Madness of Chartreulian and The Nebula Saga, at pacowmedia.com. See you next full moon.
I've stumbled onto this station. Don't attempt to adjust your device. My name is Mr. Graves, and I'll be your gateway to the sounds of the macabre.
Get back or I'll shoot! I did what I had to do.
Every 2 weeks, we'll have new terror-filled tales that will have you afraid to turn the lights off.
Not too many folks want to stay somewhere that someone was found dead.
I wanted to scream, but I knew I couldn't.
What was that?
Jeffries isn't here.
Join me in our cast of victims for the scariest program of your life. Your horror show. Premiering July 25th on all podcast platforms. Listen if you dare.
Ha 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 ha.